Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano.
And by
Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
And welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio. Pete Gray here, Rock Cod Rick here, Corey Sandin here, and Captain Mark Wish from Pacific Catch here, and our extraordinary app guy, the inventor of Text the Show, Adam Clark, is here. Special celebrity guest here in the world headquarters. And it's great to have Adam because he's the behind-the-scenes guy.
Makes it happen.
The man. Yeah.
And kind of like Christian on the other side of the world there. And Christian makes it happen on the phones today. You know, thousands of calls coming in this morning. And Adam's the guy every day that's involved in the app and making it happen for us. And he's been with us for how many years, Adam? 13 years.
Wow.
Yeah. He used to run the board for us back when we were in studio and stuff. And now sitting here in the world headquarters, he still runs the board on the app. And we're very grateful for all his contributions.
I got to tell you, this world headquarters is nothing short of fantastic. To be sitting here amongst you guys.
All 180
out,
feet of it.
You know what? That's smart.
It works.
Hey,
yeah.
The view is worth it.
Yeah. Priceless. Absolutely priceless.
Well, awesome. You can't be in a better location for sure, right next to Fisherman's Landing.
Right
here,
in the heart of the
right,
sport
overlooking
fishing.
All the sport fishing stuff. And yeah, and then when we set this up due to COVID, and Ricky and I kind of looked at each other and went, yeah, why is
it?
We're here. We're not going anywhere.
This is home.
For sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
So very grateful for the support of our listeners. And wow, what great support today. And we want to thank everybody trying to call. Keep trying to call. You haven't busted the phone lines yet, but please.
they got to be melting.
Yeah, they're melting well. And then all the texts. So I want to thank all the people that are texting and saying very kind things about the radio show. And we just have some awesome texts. Thank you very much for all the support from all the people out there, all our sponsors and everything. So thank you very much. But we need to find out what's biting out there right now, right,
Ricky? Buddy. Yeah, it's time for our catch report. And today, that catch report, I've been waiting for this day for a while. And we're talking about low gas prices for your car, truck, or your trailer boat. And that's from Summit Gasoline, our friends at Summit. Now, Summit has a little banner that kind of shows what their gas price is right when you come off of Rosecrans, which is how I go to work. So I look at it every day. If you're paying $4 a gallon somewhere, you're paying too much. Because Summit is less than that. Summit's in the threes.
In the threes.
Yeah. And not $3.99 either. It's in the threes.
Wow.
So it's not just a BS thing we talk about. It's
the low gas price.
If you're paying $4 anywhere, you're paying too much for your fuel. It's Summit Gasoline at the San Diego Sports Arena. You can also buy California fishing licenses there 24 hours a day. So if you're doing an overnight run tuna fishing, you need to get somebody licensed and your tackle store's closed, you can get them 24 hours a day there. They've got beer, soda, snacks. They do 100 pounds of free ice with a minimum of a 35-gallon purchase. Again, at Summit Gasoline, go say hi to Martha, the manager, the killer-friendly staff there. There's so much more than just the lowest gas prices and free ice. They're a super easy in-and-out pull-through with your boat and trailer at Summit Gasoline at the San Diego Sports Arena.
And in addition to that low price, you get service, too. We talk about how important
service
is.
Really friendly.
They're friendly. Yeah. It's clean. Great market inside. They have gourmet coffee, everything about it.
And usually 50-style music playing, too.
Yeah, everything about it.
Do it.
Summit Gasoline. So, Captain Mark Wish, our private boater buddy, fishdope.com report.
Well, it's going to be a short report for two reasons. First of all, there's not a whole heck of a lot to report. And second of all, we got to get to all these phone calls here that are standing by. But a couple things to remind you guys of. First of all, this our rockfish season is coming to an end soon, December 31st. It's over. And, we actually got some weather coming, so it's going to be cutting it a little shorter on that. But, no more cod fishing after the first there for a while, guys. Don't forget about that.
And, California waters.
In California, right. And then also, for you guys that are doing any other kind of fishing, make sure you get your fishing license, because Fish and Wildlife is out there full speed checking at this time of year, for all you people that forget.
So make sure you do that. And in terms of some actual fishing, not a whole heck of a lot going on. Probably the biggest news is the fact there's still a little bit of that tuna out there on the Tanner still. The boats that were on it yesterday had some smaller fish. They're not the big ones, but plenty catchable size. And the weather's decent, but soon to change. So we're probably looking at the end of that here for a while. And in terms of other fishing, you know, there's not that much. I mean, there's a lot of squid around. And soon, a lot of that squid will hopefully have some game fish on it. Right at the moment, I haven't heard of anything. Doesn't mean it's not there. It just means that nobody has found it because there's so little coverage here at this time of year. And but the way conditions are, you know, water temperatures are relatively good for this time of year, relatively stable. And all this bait around between the anchovy and the squid. I mean, the stage is set. There's so much forage around for the fishing when it gets going here a little more toward springtime. So right now I think it's just time to get out. If you want to go catch a halibut, there's probably one to be found. We got a few more days of cod fishing. We got nice calm weather here this weekend for sure.
Yeah, this weekend. And then watch out.
And then watch out. Yeah. They're talking atmospheric rivers, which, you know, like the last one, it was really hyped up, but we didn't get that much out of it. This one, they're starting to think that we're going to get a pretty good amount of rain, and it's going to be like a twofer. You know, it's supposed to actually rain right around New Year's and the day after, which, you know, I always try to get out on New Year's Day or day after, you know, start the new year right. It doesn't look like it's going to happen this year, but, you know, we'll see.
See what happens. Out today, tomorrow, or Monday.
I mean, now we're just looking at this beautiful scene, sun shining, birds chirping. Man, it's beautiful. Time to go fishing, guys.
Get out there and go fishing. Fishdope.com. Of course, Danny's always on it. It doesn't matter whether it's Christmas Day, New Year's Day, or 4th of July. Danny's on that with Fishdope.com. $20 off a new membership to Fishdope.com. Looking for a good last-second Christmas gift?
Yeah, no doubt.
A gift certificate to Fishdope.com. You can do it right online
it
out.
And I want to take just one quick second and just throw out a little shout-out to my neighbors, Dean and Sandy. Dean, unfortunately, was on his way to the hospital, so if you are listening, you know, best of luck, buddy. You guys take care.
Yeah, better for sure. Get well. Get well for sure. Hey, Rick, while we're waiting for Marcos on the radio, let's go over that incredible list of Christmas spectacular prizes.
I would love to. And again, I want to stamp it. I think this is the most impressive list that has ever been given away on the Christmas Spectacular show. Here's the rundown. Prize number one, a brand new Shimano Torium 20 HG reel. Prize number two, a hand-picked surf fishing kit by Bill Varney at surffishtackle.com. This kit includes everything you need to catch fish except for your license. It's a 5-piece, 8-foot surf fishing travel rod, an Akuma matching reel loaded with 6-pound Cajun Red Mono, a complete surf fish tackle kit loaded with grubs, sinkers, hooks, and more, the Bill Varney book, the surf fish ID card, and a 2023 CCA sport fishing calendar. Next prize, a full 1-year membership, full access to your saltwaterguide.com. That's a $525 value. There's lots of different levels and different options at your saltwater guide. This gives you absolutely everything on his platform, $525 value. Next up, the Anza Knife Combo Kit. This is two Anza knives in one prize. Their popular fillet knife and that amazing handmade fixed blade skinning knife, a great prize. Next up, a $75 gift card to your choice of either Dana Landing, East County Bait and Tackle, or Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle. You're also going to get a Jerry Taggart autographed chumming flag and a pair of Costa Del Mar sunglasses, the Rincon Cito with a matte gray frame and that blue mirror lens. An awesome, awesome prize. Next up, a Fisherman's Landing Tackle $100 gift card and the highly coveted Nomad Mad Mac Trolling Lure. That's courtesy of Fisherman's Landing Tackle. Along with that kit, you're also going to get an MC Swim Bait, hand-picked, hand-poured by Corey. Again, we talked about the box. It's a huge box. Yeah, over $150 just in MC baits. A really killer prize. Last but certainly not least is a second $75 gift card of your choice to Dana Landing, East County Bait and Tackle, or Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle. This one is also going to come with another $50 gift certificate to Cal's Custom Reels and a full-day trip on board the San Diego at a C4 Sport Fishing. Those are some legit prizes.
Crazy. I mean, I'm adding this up, and they're all at the $300 mark or better. Right?
Yeah. And so $300 to $600.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, at least. Yeah, definitely. Well, hey, let's jump back on the phones.
You got it, man. Phones are absolutely packed solid. Next up is Dennis calling us from San Diego. Good morning, Dennis. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Merry Christmas to everybody out there. I got a bad dad joke for you guys.
All right.
Hey, why does Santa Claus wear red suspenders?
Why does Santa Claus wear red suspenders, Dennis from San Diego?
Because they're on sale at Dana Fishing, Landing and Fishing Market and Fuel Market. I got to try.
Your first one with the buzzer. Oh, man. Oh, man.
You know, Pete, I got to be honest with you. I'm not happy that you beat me to the buzzer. Like, I was really, I talked about it for a long time. I was excited that my opportunity was coming. I was.
Okay, next one.
Yeah, please. I was inhaling to give my buzzer noise, and there it went. I
have to say, what I was most impressed with that whole thing was Rick playing the role of dad with the bad dad joke. Good job, Rick. Thanks a lot for the call. Merry Christmas to you, Dennis.
Hey, just because you get the buzzer doesn't mean you're not eligible.
Yeah, that's
still.
Right. Yeah.
So you're all good. We'll see how it shakes out. Thanks, Dennis. How about next up, we talk to Harry. He's called us from La Jolla. Good morning, Harry. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. First of all, I want to wish everybody a very happy holiday. And I think you at the station and most of my friends know how much I benefit from the show. I learn a lot. But I just got back from El Salto, and I didn't really have much time to do much. So I'm not overly creative, but I've got a small gift that parents can give to their kids this Christmas, and it's in the form of a short joke. What do you call a cat at Christmas that's walking on the beach?
What do you call that cat?
Sandy Claws.
Yeah. Close to a buzzer, but we're going to let you go this time. Hey, Merry Christmas.
Nice job, Harry.
Merry Christmas to you, Harry. Thanks a lot for the contribution. Appreciate your call this morning. Hey, here's an interesting one, and I want to get Mark Wish's take on this. It's a text from Danny Dolphin, and it's the secret squid technique. A live sardine inside a squid. Run the hook through point of squid. It through the nose of a live sardine that has been pushed into the squid head first. So a live sardine that would basically would make the squid move, is that the idea? Have you ever heard that?
Yeah, I have heard that. That tip's been around for a while. I can't say that that's like one of my top secret methods.
Not something you, it's not a go-to. But it's cute.
Yeah, it's cute.
Yeah.
It's
creative.
Cute. That's the Vince at our tackle store. That's the Vince Taco Rig Bat Ray Special.
Come on.
Oh, he's all about it.
So you take a dead squid and you run a live sardine in it.
Yeah, you... Yeah, I mean, I want to very much say I am anti that. But, that's the taco rig from Vince, man. It's a... Yeah. Live sardine, and he says that's the best bat ray. That's the best bat ray catcher of them all.
All right, there you go.
Dead wiggling sardine and a dead squid sitting on the bottom.
Oh, right? Man.
When I want to work on my bat ray techniques, I'll call you up.
Dude,
and get the details.
He'll mud Marlin dope you up. No problem, man. He got you covered, buddy. No problem. Say the word. Vince has got you. Hey, we're gonna continue on with our catch report. Our good buddy Marcos from C4 Sport Fishing is on the line in Mission Bay. Good morning, Marcos.
Good morning, everyone. How are you guys doing?
We're doing great.
Yeah.
Fishing going on at Seaforth this morning?
No fishing today. We're just open. We're running a short day today for those of you that want to come down and do some last-minute shopping, maybe pick up a gift card or a present for that fisherman in your life. Or,
good call.
Hey, if you just want to come down and give us some treats, cookies, drinks, we'll take it all. We'll
be open all gifts today.
Absolutely, yeah. We'll be open until 2, so come on down there. But we are doing fishing, not tomorrow. We're closed tomorrow. But after that, we're going back up through the end of the year. We'll be running the regular half days. And then starting on the 1st, we've got our first extended half day fishing out in Mexican waters. And then in January, we're going to be running a mix of those extended half day trips and also some regular half day trips. So even if you don't have that passport, you're still going to have a chance to go fishing. We're going to have the Pacific on the Tribute running day and a half on the weekend. Currently, the Tribute is scheduled to go down the coast. Tribute's going to be fishing a little bit outside there. So you've got lots of options coming up here in January. And it's going to be a perfect time to put use to all that fishing gear you're going to be getting for Christmas. So definitely check the website, seaforthlanding.com. Got our full schedule for there for all those trips, those half days, both types we got there, the day and a half. We've got whale watching. So we've got people in town that just want to get out on the water but don't necessarily want to go fishing. We've got whale watching coming up, so definitely check that out. just call the office, 619-224-3383. Or like I said, if you want to come down and visit us in person, we'll be here till about 2 o'clock today.
Awesome. Right. Yeah, nice. Marcos, great call.
Now, do you have a song or a poem for us here, Marcos, for the Christmas Spectacular?
I need a haiku from you, please.
I do not, unfortunately. You know, nobody told me about that, so I didn't have time to craft anything.
Okay.
And that makes sense, too, because Marcos has only been doing the show for, about 20 years now. So, yeah, I mean, I can totally get how it sneak up on you.
Well, yeah, it's funny we're talking about that, and we're like, originally we were planning on being closed today, and then we're like, oh, we'll be here last, you know, just open at 8, and I'm like, oh, perfect timing, I can do the show. I don't remember last time I actually did the show on Christmas Eve.
Yeah, it's yeah, I'm sure. Yeah,
it's a rare one.
Marcos, we've got 365 days. I'm looking for the pool of talent at Seaforth to come up with a good Christmas song for next year.
Yeah. That will be your Christmas present next year.
Yeah. So January. So we always do the Christmas Spectacular on Saturday. So next the 23rd of December is next year's Saturday.
Okay.
So we'll be on that one. So that'll be your call. You got to have a good one for that.
We're ready. Yeah, we're counting.
But
on
we also will be doing a show on Sunday, Christmas Eve too.
Yeah.
But we're gonna do the Christmas
Spectacular always on Saturday. That's your tradition.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I'm putting it in my calendar right now.
I love
you
it.
Better. Yeah. All right, Marcos.
See you, Marcos.
Thanks a lot. Merry Christmas to you and the whole gang there over at Seaforth Sport Fishing. Sure appreciate all you do for us throughout the year, Marcos.
All right.
You guys too.
Appreciate it, Marcos. All right, well, that's going to wrap up our catch report, which, again, is always sponsored by our great friends, the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego, the best processing for your fish when your trip returns. Plus, with Fish Pros, the market, they're having a sale still going on right now. It's their popular holiday platter. It includes a pound of smoked fish, 3 packs of tuna jerky, and 3 packs of their popular smoked cheeses. Call for details. Pick yours up today at their Old Town San Diego location. Check fishermansprocessing.com. You got family coming over. You going to get some family. Quick spot, low money, you're the hero, make it happen.
Yeah, you bet. And speaking of Fisherman's Processing, Pelican Pete was able to poach a little bit of fresh bluefin
from
a friend of mine, and it came out the Polaris Supreme.
Oh, man.
And oh, my God. Not only the quality of the fish was great, the processing was just epic, as we all know from Fisherman's Processing. But the layer of fat on that bluefin was amazing.
Oh, yeah,
it's something
that I
haven't seen in the summer.
Really?
And maybe it's because it's eating squid, Mark? I don't know.
Yeah, maybe it's that, and you know, just the fact that oil content and all that anchovy, I mean, they don't have to work hard to get it.
Probably one of the best pieces I've ever had.
No kidding. Yeah. How did you prepare it?
Just steered it on the barbecue.
Oh,
yeah, just like the easy,
Italian dressing.
Italian dressing.
Yeah, you put a little bit of heat on it.
But basically kind of like Italian dressing, olive oil and salt and pepper, and that's it.
Yeah, that's it.
Just put a little bit of heat on it, and maybe less than a little over a minute. That's it. Flip on one side and then the other. And
can't go wrong.
Oh,
and
then, man, it's got me fired up right now.
Oh, boy, it was
cut
good.
It in with an Anza, and
yeah.
Away you go.
Oh, yeah. Exactly.
You can call me Pelican Corey.
Yeah. Sign me up for that program. Yeah.
Anytime. Well, hey, phones are packed. They want to talk. They want to contribute to this Christmas Spectacular, so let's do it.
Let's do that, man. How about we talk to Harry calling us from Chula Vista this morning. Good morning, Harry. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Morning. At 3 years old, I caught a bluegill in a pond. My oldest brother, Frankie, took me, and I have memories so fond. I wish for you friendships like I have found, fishing on bay or ocean grounds. The people I have encountered along the way have given much through words they say. The Pools, La Presti, and Marty too. Pete, Rick, Mark, Dart, Ken Frankie, and Corey too. I wish for you friendships like I have found, to fish with family and friends your whole life, with memories to cherish that abound. Merry Christmas.
Hey. Yeah. Great job, Harry.
Really good.
A lot of work in that.
That was well done. Good one.
That's a lot of thought. Really a lot of thought. Really well done. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Thanks for contributed.
Hey, wanted to read a fun poem, or not a fun poem, but a fun text, excuse me. Boys, I love the show. Can't even think of a weekend without it. It brings me much thanks, not just to you and the crew, but also from all the callers, like Alan Topanga, my favorite, Yo Gus, who's so much more than what he believes to be on the radio show, Hills, and then Don from Woodland Hills. What a show, and it wouldn't be anything without Doug and Montebello and all his obscure questions. Finally, Pete, you promoted getting Let's Talk Hookup through the Alexa device, which I love, and I've got a Tranks 400 loaded with Power Pro ready to go. Love you guys. Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah. That's from Steve.
Steve, nice. Oh, nice. Very good.
Good text, Steve.
Steve text. All right, very good. Thanks a lot for that. Well, let's jump back on the phones, Rick.
All righty. We're going to talk to Blaine from Agoura Hills this morning. Good morning. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, guys. It's actually Dane, but, yeah. Oh, I just have a little thing about for you guys.
Yeah, all good. Good morning.
Oh, it's all good. Wow, Christmas is almost here, which means I need more fishing gear. First on the list is some Gyro Pros. They make the foamers go, oh, no, no. Maybe it's Trinidad to cast a popper. I know that bite is a heart stopper. Seems each year the fish get wiser. Dang, I could really use an ASCO visor. Last on the list is a Cedro's trip. The home guards make my drag go rip, rip, rip. I don't need much except big grumpy fish. I sure hope Santa can grant my wish. Merry Christmas, guys. Thanks so much.
Nice job, yeah. Dane. Perfect. Dane's always yeah. very creative.
Perfect
yeah.
example, yep. Dane. Nice
you,
job.
Great Super job, cool. And Merry Christmas to you, too. Let's go ahead and jump back in the phones, Rick.
You got it. Making my notes on Dane there. Yeah. How about this time we talk to Hills. Hills was just mentioned.
Hills
of Ventura. What's up, Hills?
Yeah. Famous.
Good morning.
Hey, Hills.
She's my little deuce reel. You don't know what I got. She's a little deuce reel with her pinion milled. She holds 400 yards when she's standing still. She's got a comfort handle and plenty of drag. When she's in my hand, I got the fish in the bag. And one more thing, she's got the big slick daddy. Merry Christmas.
Yeah, Hills. Entertainment for sure. Yeah, well done, Hills. Merry Christmas to you.
That's
thanks
fun.
A lot for that. Here's an interesting one, and it's from Brian in Westminster. Just was talking about it. And the reason I want to read this is because I have a question about it too. He says, "I was on the Intrepid in October and took Ken's Custom Reels advice and marked my Spectra at multiple footages before the trips. Used a generic pre-rigged knife." Jig from Fisherman's Landing Tackle and hooked and landed a 100-pound bluefin, then passed that same jig around to four other anglers that also dropped the jig down for 20 seconds, and each one of them caught a fish over 100. So nice. My question with this is, does the jig, I mean, a knife jig that heavy, we know surface irons make a difference as far as the motion of the jig. Would a knife jig make any difference, Mark Gwish?
You know, I have a hard time buying into that it makes a whole lot of difference.
Yeah.
Because the control factor here is the fact, and I first saw this at Clarion Island many years ago when we were dropping, one of my customers hooked about a 12-ounce sinker on his circle hook, dropped it straight down to just let it untangle after chunking all day. And winding it back up, he caught 175 pounders.
Yeah.
So, you know, and the guys using the sinker,
the Eddie rig,
yeah, now are doing well. And yet, you've got the opposite end of that, where everything known to man in terms of shapes and sizes and colors and wiggles and accoutrements in terms of hook designs, you know, is out there on the market. Seems to be all catching fish.
Yeah.
So.
Now, Rick, what do you think?
I think the key is getting down there fast,
just getting down to the
while
zone.
You're on the school, and you know, they're just inclined to bite whatever's going by.
I think the speed getting down there is a huge thing, no doubt. But it's fishing, and it's part of that. You know, like how can you, like a trolling for albacore? Like how could you deny that? You know. We all know that a Mexican flag didn't make a bit of difference over zucchini versus a black and purple. But how in the hell do you deny that that one lure got bit 15 times and the other ones didn't? And then on another trip, it was something else.
It's the motion.
And it's the same thing with those knife jigs. I mean, look at that story. There's probably 30 guys on that boat, and they were all dropping various kinds. And for whatever reason, that lure got bit that many times.
Yeah.
Like I, as a whole, completely agree with Mark. I don't see how it can make a difference. But at the same time, you look at it, like, could it not? You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, six or seven dudes all hooked big ones with that lure, and I'll bet you there was a lot of other ones that were just dropping up and down, not having that same success.
Yeah,
hard to say. That's what makes it fun.
Yeah, that's it. Just go fishing.
You know, maybe the guy, when he handed off his rod, said, look it. Hold your rod just like this, kick it over the side.
Count the 20.
Know, count the 20, and then put it in wind three times. So maybe they all did the same
totally
thing.
The same
and that's
thing,
what
and there it was, right there.
And that lure got down fast enough, and he had his line mark, so he knew where he was supposed to be.
See,
and
that's the key. Yes. Having that line mark to get down there. Especially when you got some, you know, wind and seas, because, you know, when it's easier when it's calm and it's going straight up and down, but when you got to figure in the angle, it makes it.
He had the line marked, he counted to 20, passed that information off with that same jig, and there you go. Success. Hey, first time all morning, a line is open right now. You want to talk, get through, 213-432-1090.
We were over 1,000 calls before the halfway
an hour ago
of the show. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So, it's been a very busy
Now it's time to get through. 213-432-1090.
You got it.
Right now.
All right, let's jump into them and talk to Leo calling us from San Diego this morning. Good morning, Leo. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning. Good morning. Merry Christmas. Thank you for taking my call. Hey, real quick, I'm going to ask a question, then I'll listen. But deep sea sword fishing, is it coming up here? I'd like to add one to my list. Tell me about it.
Right. You're talking about deep drop sword fishing?
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, the season this year has been a little different. I mean, it's been a little tougher, definitely. There's some around. There's been some down here in San Diego outside the 9 and then over towards the 43. And then there's been some on the Via Comedy. That maybe has almost been the best. And then there's been some up, you know, closer to me there in Newport Canyon, between Newport Canyon and Dana Point. So the stuff is around. You know, when we first started kind of doing this and figuring it out was 2019. That year, man, there was a lot of them. They were biting. Yeah. They were biting. And, you know, since then, it's been a little slower. But they are definitely around, and this is a good time of year for it. And it's just a question of, you know, I mean, it's kind of gear sensitive. It's tackle sensitive. It's very location sensitive, even though you don't see an awful lot on the surface that necessarily relates to what you're looking at down deep. You know, you got to be on the water conditions and in a good amount of DSL, deep scattering layer, that holds the fish in any one areas. But, they're definitely
around. And the best thing to do is go to a store that understands swordfish. Pacific Edge, Fisherman's Landing Tackle, Dana Landing. They have all the gear, those types of stores. They'll set you up with all the gear you want, the knowledge you want. And there's not a lot of technique to it. It's just a matter of getting in the right spot, having the right gear, right, Mark?
Yeah.
I mean, it's getting lucky, most of all.
There's definitely some luck involved, there's no doubt. And in terms of, you know, excitement, it's like worse than fishing sea bass on the bait grounds when they're not biting.
Yeah.
And, although I found a great picture of you and I on the Pacifica when we the other day. And, it's, you know, you want to be typically on the edges of banks in there where the bait layers are stacked up. So you typically probably good idea to have a good depth finder so you can actually see what's going on down there at 1,000 feet or 1,200 feet or more.
Leo, if it's your goal to learn how to do that, book a trip to go fishing with bite sport fishing.
That's like, a good
idea. You will shorten your learning curve so fast. Those guys, there's a lot, and with that said, there's a lot of great swordfish operations out there, guys doing a great job, but it is hard to deny the consistency that those guys have.
He's the man.
And Jake and all of them, honestly. Like Brandon himself, like those guys, like they're West.
Brandon still fishes?
I think Kathy goes.
Yeah.
I mean, West, like all those guys, they're just really, really dialed in. And just getting to go with them and getting a firsthand experience, like then apply that, what you learn one day with them to your own boat, you will shorten your learning curve by two seasons.
No question about it.
By booking a trip with those guys. Well worth it, even if you got your own rig and your own gear.
And Rick, if you're looking at it, I mean, just take the fuel value into what you're paying to go with them, and it's Just look at it that way. Yeah. And not to mention all the darn knowledge you're going to gain.
You go one time, you'll learn.
Yeah. Decide whether you want an electric reel or non-electric reel, or maybe you want a, you know, a reel that's wound in by a drill motor. Like, you're going to get to see the advantages and disadvantages to everything. Because swordfish gear can be nothing more than exactly what you caught all your kite bluefin with, or it can be a multi-$1,000 investment in electric reels, or somewhere in between those two. So
there is an investment, though.
No doubt.
No question. You know, all the gear, the lights, the everything. Yeah.
But it doesn't have to be a huge... If you already fish big tuna, you know, if you've got some kite tackle for bluefin fishing, you can do it with a minimal investment. But yeah, no doubt, it takes some specialized tackle. Or you can go down the rabbit hole and get crazy like everything else we do.
Right.
Yeah. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming away, including more of your phone calls, including more of your texts. You stay tuned. Been an incredibly busy morning. Again, if you want to get through, right now is the time. 213-432-1090. When we come back, we got Let's Talk Hookup coming your way in the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio and that Let's Talk Hookup app.
Are you passionate about fishing and the great outdoors, but not quite sure where to go? Look no further than Queen Charlotte Safaris in pristine British Columbia, Canada. Hello, this is Valerie Hopewrich. There's so many reasons to join us on your next fishing adventure. A few of the highlights are fishing in protected, calm waters. Very important. Quality Chinook salmon run all season long. After you've caught your salmon, we're going to go out for the great Pacific halibut, lean cod, rockfish, and Dungeness crab. Our beautiful lodge overlooks Shingle Bay Sandspit, and it's so easy to get to. Fly from almost any airport into Vancouver and then on to Sandspit. Fish processing, your fishing license, your gear, all included. Just bring that fishing arm and that smile. Let our chef pamper you with amazing meals while our staff gives you wonderful hospitality, all included in your Queen Charlotte Safaris package. Give me a call on our toll-free number, 1-877-815-2892, or go to our website, qcsafaris.com.
Dana Landing in Mission Bay is the one-stop shop for a great day on the water. This is Mia. Come see me and our expert staff for everything you need for your next fishing trip, food, bait, tackle, beverages, and more. Our tackle shop is certainly one of San Diego's finest. We have you covered from bay bass to big tuna and people that can help you get set up right. We also have Dougie, one of the best reel repair guys around. Need freshwater tackle? Head to East County Bait and Tackle, the best rods and reels, the hottest freshwater lures and live bait. ECBT has an amazing staff who love to share their passion for fishing. We now also have Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle, both fresh and saltwater tackle, right in the heart of Lemon Grove. ECBT is at the end of the 67 freeway on Maple View and Lakeside. Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle take 94 to Broadway and Lemon Grove. And Dana Landing is right next to the Dana Lawn Tramp in Mission Bay. Check danalanding.com for more details.
All of us at the American Angler family want to express appreciation to our regular passengers that fish with us year after year and to the new anglers that came out this last season. We realize how precious your vacation time is, and we are truly grateful that you have chosen to spend this time with us. It's important that your experience is memorable, from the moment you call the office to the time you step off the boat. Hi, I'm Lori. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. Come fishing with the American Angler family and make a memory.
Swordfish season is on, and now is the time to get your gear. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. Daiwa has been making great saltwater reels for decades, and their lineup of electric reels are fantastic. The Daiwa Seaborg, with its mega torque motor, has the power to bring in that giant swordfish. And when it comes to flying a kite, the Daiwa Tanacom is the answer, and so affordable. Both Daiwa reels are in stock now at Fisherman's Landing Tackle. Visit us at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. Spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or a fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
Welcome back to Let's Talk. Okay, boy, the panel of judges have been conferring.
Holy mackerel.
There's some... This is a tough one this year, man.
A lot of good stuff.
Yeah, people came with it this year, no doubt. It's been a lot of fun.
And we want to thank Christian for manning those busy phones today, man. He's working his tail off today. So thanks, Christian, and appreciate you very, very much. Let's go ahead and jump back into the phones.
I remember screening phone calls back in the day. for the Christmas spectacular.
Adam's going, yeah.
That's no easy feat, man. Yeah. I've been there.
Adam's been there, too.
Yeah,
right?
No doubt, Adam. Well, the phones are absolutely packed full. We're going to jump right back into them. This time, we're going to talk to Michelle, who's calling us from Temecula this morning. Good morning. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Merry Christmas, guys. Hey,
hi, Michelle.
I have a question. We have a bait tank, but when we fill it up in the morning down there in Dana Point, and we go over to Catalina for the day, by part of the end of the day or the next morning, if we stay the night, they're already dead, my anchovies. Is there any thoughts of why? Someone said maybe the water was too warm during the summer, but I don't know.
Because it's not a Pacific edge. It might be.
It's tough to keep bait overnight on smaller boats if you're not getting cured bait. It's really, really hard, you know, especially in the summertime because they go through the bait typically pretty quick, so it's not real hardened up. And the water's warm, which makes it tougher on the bait. And if you're
and if you're moored in Avalon, the water's warmer inside there too, right?
Exactly.
And not a lot of movement.
Yeah, exactly.
And a light. What about a light?
Well, have it a light in a tank at night. Yeah. I think is always a great idea.
And not a bright one. Not a bright one.
Don't need a bright.
But just a very. What about just a stick? If you like,
crack a glow stick.
Oh, that would work.
Yeah, that works perfectly if you don't have a built-in light.
Michelle, is the tank that you're keeping the bait in, is it the tank that came with the boat, or did you guys get an aftermarket tank for the boat?
No, we did get a new tank, and it came with the boat, so it was a new tank. So I didn't know if someone had said maybe the water's not circulating the right way or something, but the mackerel will live forever, but it's the anchovies. The next day we come back, they're they're just on top of the water.
Yeah, try the glow stick at night. Time how long it takes to fill the bait tank, and what's the proper time, Mark?
And how many gallons do you think your tank is about?
I don't know. It's the smaller one. We have just a 20-foot boat, so it's on the center console. 40 gallons.
40-gallon tank.
Okay, well then, time how long it takes from when you turn the pump on till the water's running out. And, you know, on that size of tank, you know, maybe like 6 minutes, 7 minutes in there. Because sometimes they put too big of a pump on there and it stirs up the bait.
So if it's filling in 3 or 4 minutes, that's too fast.
That can be too fast.
So, and how do you control it? If you have to change the pump or can you put a little damper on it?
Well, it depends on what kind of pump it is. Some pumps, centrifugal pumps, the quiet ones, you can restrict those with no problem. Put a little valve on the outlet side and just throttle them back. But that's only for centrifugal pumps. Mm-hmm. If it's a pressure-type pump, can't do that. You need to, you might need to resize a pump. But, yeah, check those things. And, you know, and realistically, if you are actually talking about anchovies, man, keeping anchovies overnight in the summer in a small tank. What you really need to do is fish really hard the first day and use them all up because you caught so much fish
and
just rest the next day.
Yeah. Mark, I have to say something.
And then go to the Marlin Club the next day.
There it is. But I have to say something about your bait tanks. The way the water enters, it's diffused.
Yep.
So if you have a bait tank that's putting water in a solid flow, you're running sandpaper over every sardine or anchovy in that tank. Yep. And that is very crucial. Like, your tank will put a lot of water in at a time, but not giving the bait an overabundance of pressure on them.
That's our philosophy, is lots of water and don't disturb the bait in the process.
Yeah, just to give Michelle, a tip. Yeah,
some of the other tips that I've picked up from Mark over the years, and one that I always liked, was, you know, everybody does the same thing. They go to the bait receiver. They've been waiting in line a little bit. They got all their bait, and then they immediately blast off as fast as they can to get to the fishing grounds. And then they get to wherever it is that they wanted to fish and spend the next 30 minutes rigging every rod up and tying lures on and everything else. Like, do that as soon as you put your bait on. Spend that 15 extra minutes letting your bait get a little acclimated. Stick your deck hose in the water and put a little extra water in there, like, circulate it out once that, like, shot comes. And then the other thing is, if you know the bait, you know, if you're fishing in the middle of the weekend in a busy time in August and the bait hasn't had a ton of time to cure, like, just take that into account. Go out at 15 knots instead of at 30 knots or whatever it is. Like, if you know that your bait's going to take a pounding, like, don't do it. Like, be easy on it. Like, be aware that that's your day. And if you go out running as hard as you can and slosh that bait around and beat it up, like, that's how it's going to be when you're out there fishing. Allow for a little bit of extra time and be easy on it. Like, it's one of the most important things of your day of fishing. Like, you got to treat it as such.
And yeah. Nicely said.
These guys are great salesmen, man.
Right? You guys are hired.
Selling some bait tanks for Mark. Thanks a lot, Michelle, for the call. Let's go ahead and jump back in the calls.
You got it. How about this time we talked to Brian calling from Hemet this morning? Hey, Brian, welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, Rick and Pete. Hey, this last summer was phenomenal fishing for Dorado. And I got a late start and got out there, and, you know, I caught a lot of Dorado. But I was wondering, do you think this next spring, summer is going to be as good as last year? When should you start fishing for Dorado?
Man, I have to polish up my crystal ball for that one. It's looking a little hazy at the moment.
Yeah.
But, you know, we typically
I can't wait
see
to go
some
back out. That's why.
Yeah. We typically see some Dorado around here. It varies year to year with how much we see. And what happened last year, I mean, it would be nice if the exception proved the rule, but I don't know that we'll ever see that again. But, you know, you just never know. You know, we typically will see the first ones like July-ish in there. And then, you know, August, September are typically the better fishing, and then they swim away after a bit. But, you know, what we saw here this year, this was nothing short of amazing. It was just
historical.
Incredible. Yeah, it was definitely historical. I mean, I haven't seen the final count numbers, but I can't remember anything that's even close to this year in terms of the amount of Dorados caught, the amount of places that they were caught. I mean, this Dorado thing stretched all the way up to the Channel Islands and beyond. So, yeah, but the key is just get your boat ready, get all your gear ready, and spend as much time on the water as possible. It's time on the water and turns on the prop. That helps guarantee some success for you.
There you go. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
All right, let's jump back into him and talk to Jim. Jim's calling us from Upland this morning. Hi, Jim. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning. Merry Christmas, you guys. How you doing?
Great. Great, Jim. Good morning.
Great. Good morning. I got some fishing dad jokes for you. First one.
Okay.
List together.
Three, what do you call? What's the difference between? Can you hear me?
Yeah, we got you now.
There you, yeah.
You barely.
Okay.
Made.
What do you?
Man.
Sorry. It was coming through real fast. Sorry about that.
You're good, buddy.
What do you call a fool who? Well, what's the difference between a fool who stands on the side of a lake with a stick and a fisherman?
What's that?
What's the difference? A very thin line.
very good. All right, well, great job, Jim.
Thanks a lot for the call.
We appreciate it very much.
All right, very good. All right, let's jump back into it, Rick.
It's too Christmas spirit to buzz that guy, man.
I was feeling it.
No doubt.
That was generous.
All right. How about next up? We talked to John, who's calling us from Escondido this morning. John, good morning. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. And I got no poems, no songs, or anything like that. Just called to wish you guys a great Merry Christmas, and thanks for always putting a smile on my face and filling us full of knowledge. So, guys, have a great Christmas and enjoy your turkey.
Very nice. Yeah. Thanks a lot for
thank
the call.
You. Thank you.
Appreciate that very much. That's cool. All right. Hey, let's jump back in. How are you going to pronounce that on three? Is that Benekin in Hidden Meadows?
Okay.
Benjamin? Benson. Excuse me, my bad. Benson.
Okay.
My fault, Benson. Good morning from Hidden Meadows. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, guys. Good morning. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays for sure. This is a technique I kind of developed in the Pacific Northwest fishing for salmon and flipped it over down here when fish are down deep and you can't get them to go. So we're running downriggers to pull our umbrella setups in, you know. And I started running them off the downrigger ball with a bottom fishing spreader bar. So you run the spreader bar behind the ball 18 inches, and then you run the off an 18-inch spreader bar. Off the long leg on the spreader bar, you run about 24 inches behind to the umbrella rig. Then from the top part of the spreader bar, you run a downrigger release, a line release, and you run whatever you want behind it, about 5 feet back. So you're putting basically a whole spreader bar
down deep with a release clip to a single bait, so when the fish eats the single bait that's trailing behind your spreader bar, everything lets loose, and you're now just biting that one fish direct.
Just the fish directly. You don't have to reel in the spreader bar. So you can target a depth. Let's say you're metering fish at 60 feet, and they're just not going on top, or 80 or whatever, to be 120 feet even. And it's just a super effective way. And it's basically like you caught it on a fly line bait. You know what I mean? Whether you're running a hardware behind it.
That's a great idea.
Yeah, good call, Ben. Appreciate that, buddy. That's a great tip.
Thanks a lot for the call. Merry Christmas to you.
All right.
Thanks for sharing.
All right.
Let's jump back into those phones and talk to our great buddy, Gus. Gus is calling from Burbank this morning. We do have that open phone line, 213-432-1090. Able to sneak you in. Good morning, Gus.
Yo, yo, yo. Merry Christmas to everyone.
You too, Gus. Good morning,
thanks, Gus.
That's all I got. I just wanted to say yo, 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 Merry Christmas, especially to my good friends Pete and Rockod and Corey. You guys are the greatest. I'd be lost without you, so I hope you have a Merry Christmas.
I appreciate that. Merry Christmas to you too. And I was ready for some French horn.
Yeah,
I can't believe that we weren't serenaded by some sort of a wind instrument for sure. Like I was ready for it.
No, you had your hand on the buzzer.
Well, Merry Christmas to you, Gus, and we're looking forward to fishing up there in Queen Charlotte Safaris with you next August for sure. That'll be fun. Hey, I got a text from Jimmy in San Marcos. He's got a good tip, and this actually is something I've seen before, but it's worthy of talking about. He says, thanks for a great year of shows this year. A quick tip worthy of a prize. He says, we'll see about that. Use a screw mount zip tie, the ones with the holes in them, which you can be found at any hardware store as a hook keeper on your fishing rod. They work great and keep your guides and reels from getting messed up. I've seen it many times. It's a good idea because sometimes you're looking for places to keep your hook and you just use those little zip ties. And
simple, easy, cheap.
And it works.
Hot tip.
Yeah, for sure. Thanks
worthy
a lot
of a
for
prize.
That.
You know, that's, that's up to the panel.
A huge panel of decisions here.
I'm not seeing a lot of up and down head nods. I'm seeing a lot of side to side head nods. But we'll see.
Okay,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, you never
know. We'll confer. It's a lot of people.
It didn't get the buzzer.
Yeah.
It didn't make it.
And to Gus's point, too, like, to be honest, my finger's been hovering over that buzzer the whole show. So, like, it wasn't just on Gus's call. Like, my trigger finger's getting real itchy. Had a fun text come through. Says, happy holidays, everyone, and happy new year. I'm up here in Seattle visiting family. Not much salmon charters going on with the freeze, but we're warming up. Thanks to Mark for an amazing tank build on Vinny's new Lindell. It's heading to Tony on the 9th for a full tower. What is the tank capable of, gallon-wise? And it will be at the Konakai Marina this season. Really looking forward to fishing the rail with you guys. Thanks from Joseph in Dana Point.
Wow, that was awesome. Thank you for bringing that up there. That
those are some cool rigs. Those are cool boats,
dude,
man.
It's a 150 gallon tank. He wanted a 250. This is on a 38 foot Lindell. And beautiful boats. And he's doing something a little different. They're typically twin diesel. He's going to have twin 600 horsepower Mercury outboards.
Holy mackerel.
Yeah. Yeah. So we're saving a ton of weight with no diesels and putting the weight out back. So he's got a whole bunch of extra storage. And he was telling me it's supposed to be really fast. And so we're going to see. And I can't wait to see that down here. That's a. Those Lindells are beautiful.
Yeah.
I
don't know a ton about them other than just seeing them online and social media, but man, that's a good looking ride. That'll be really cool.
Nice. 38 footer, huh?
Yeah.
Wow. Hey, interesting text from Stephen Alpine. He says, morning, boys. Excellent show already, and Merry Christmas. Mr. Wish, what is the difference between holes and slots in the tank?
Getting technical. I like
that's
it.
A little technical good question there.
Yeah. Well, you know, we do 99% of the tanks with slots. It works fine. For the more hardcore guys that are fishing, especially a lot of squid, some of the guys fishing with the squid think that they do a little bit better with the holes in the squid egg situation.
Oh.
When the squid egg in your tank, which they do if you're keeping them for a while.
So what most Pacific Edge bait tanks have slots, though.
Slots, yeah. Yes. We cut eighth-inch slots and put plenty in there. So the key is to have a lot of slots, so the volume of water going through any one slot's really low, so that you don't hold scales or hold the bait up against them, because the water flow through any one, you know, it's not particularly strong. But so we do holes also, and a little over a quarter of an inch, and we do a lot of them, probably 150 holes, something like that.
Okay,
I would guess. And the squid eggs, you know, tend to go through those a little better when the squid are egging in the tank. But, you know, you get a pass or two of squid that's, like, ready to spawn, and they're really letting a lot of eggs out. I mean, that's just a nightmare regardless.
But,
you've got to pay attention.
But, Mark, there's kind of a remedy. I mean, kind of a way to keep them from doing that by putting a legal-sized calico in there or a mackerel.
Yeah.
It just kind of it unsettles them to where they don't want to lay that egg, right?
But sometimes, that part's true. But sometimes when they're like right there to where those eggs are,
they just do it.
When they're coming out, they're coming out.
And nothing you can do about it other than get them out of the tank.
Get them out of the tank. But what you said is really true when you said legal calico bass.
Yes, right. I know.
Yeah.
I had to cover myself.
That was an accident.
Yeah, it's a common thing. Fishing game will write you a ticket if you got a couple of short bass running around in there.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's in your possession.
Dude, one of my customers years ago got a couple passes of bait from the Newport bait barge.
What was in there?
Short barracuda.
I've seen it.
Hey,
sure. And they got a ticket?
They got a ticket.
Holy mackerel.
Fishing game pulled up. The guy's got a window in his bait tank, and this little barracuda swims by. And he gave him a ticket.
That's cold.
That's cold.
Let's try and sneak one more in on the phones here, Rick.
You got it, buddy. How about Robert from Canyon Country? Robert, not a long time, but we're looking for a good one. Robert, good morning.
We got a good one. There are good ships and wood ships. Ships that sail the sea, but the best ships are friendships. May they always be.
Good one.
That's a good one.
Man.
That's cool.
A dinger.
Good job, Robert.
All right. Very good. Merry Christmas.
Hey, when we come back, we're giving away a whole lot of good stuff. You stay tuned. It's the Christmas Spectacular. This is Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California's sport fishing voice on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio and the Let's Talk Hookup app.
Let's talk candidly about long-range fishing. This is Captain Frank DePresti of the Royal Polaris and the Shogun. Nowhere on earth will you find a fleet of long-range boats like we have in San Diego. We are fortunate to have several top-notch operations to take you to the most productive fishing grounds in the world. We all offer good food, comfortable staterooms, huge bait capacity, and top-of-the-line fish-finding electronics. So why would you choose the Royal Polaris or the Shogun for your next long-range trip? What sets us apart from the rest? It's pretty simple. The boats, the crew, and the service. From the moment you arrive at Fisherman's Landing, the service begins. We help you load your gear and do everything possible to get beginners or seasoned veterans ready to catch fish. When it's time to fish, the Royal Polaris and the Shogun have the edge there too, delivering the two best fishing platforms in the fleet. But don't take my word for it. Come fishing with us. If you want the best, it's Royal Polaris and the Shogun. For more information, call 619-226-8030 or on the web at royalpolarissportfishing.com or shogunsportfishing.com.
Top anglers know the best hooks are made by Gamakatsu. But did you know Gamakatsu also makes amazing tackle storage solutions like the G-Box 3200 reversible utility case for easy tangle-free jig storage? Check out the Gamakatsu Spring Lock Spinner. It helps give swim baits additional flash to entice those bites. Gamakatsu also makes a line of fishing pliers, clothing, and more. For the complete lineup, check Gamakatsu.com for your local tackle dealer.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, Calstar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the Calstar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend Calstar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now with stores throughout Southern, Central, and Northern California. No one does it better. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find a location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
Okay, it is time. Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. A big Merry Christmas and a crazy list of prizes.
Woo,
first off, man. The Shimano. And again, these are in no particular order in terms of best contribution.
Yeah, yeah.
These are all just great ones. Number one, that Shimano Tori.
And there were a lot of more great ones, too. We had a lot of great ones.
This
thanks to
really,
everybody.
This was a spectacular year.
A spectacular Christmas spectacular.
It was.
Okay, I'm going to run down the list fast because I know we don't have a ton of time. Shimano Torium 20 HG Reel. That's Mark in Oceanside, a texter. That awesome surf fishing kit from Bill Varney from SurfFishTackle.com. It's going to our surf fisherman, Hills and Ventura. 1 year full access membership to Your Saltwater Guide. The winner was Bruce in Lemon Grove with that great poem. The Anza Filet Knife Combo Kit with their filet knife and their skinning knife, Harry in Chula Vista. $75 to Dana, East County Bait and Tackle, or Lemon Grove. The Chumming Flag, Paracosta Del Mar's. That was another texter, John in Mira Mesa. The Fisherman's Landing $100 gift card and the Nomad Mad Mac and the MC Swim Bait Pack. That's going to Matt in La Mesa. The final $75 gift card to Dana, ECBT, or Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle. The $50 to Cal's and the trip on the San Diego. That's going to Dave in Poway. Guys, congratulations.
Congratulations.
And thanks for so much hard work.
Man, yeah,
guys,
thanks for all the hard work.
That.
And,
that
and
cool.
All the other ones that didn't win, man, you were all A's. We just had
the team had
to select
incredible.
A few.
There was a lot that didn't make it
yeah.
this time that would have won huge prizes in years past. This was a really tough
no
one.
No question.
Thanks,
no
you guys.
Question. And Adam, thank you so much for all you do for Let's Talk Hookup. Thanks for coming in this morning. We sure appreciate you joining us and being part of the panel of judges. Go Michigan. Yeah. Yeah. He's actually flying back there for the game to
hey,
see
all right.
to watch the game. Yeah.
Good. Wow.
That's how dedicated he is.
Wow.
Yeah,
wow.
How about that? And Mark Wish, thank you so much for all you do for us and many, many years more. We hope we can do this.
Yeah.
And if we want to find more information, how do we find you?
Well, Pacific Edge is at in Huntington Beach. We're on the corner of Bolsa Chica and Edinger by that Chevron station. And the phone number at the store is area code 714-840-4262. The website with all the cool stuff, PacificEdgeTackle.com.
All right. Corey, thanks very much for being here. And Rick,
yeah,
thanks very
cool.
much. And
Merry
thank
Christmas
you all
you
for being out there. Thanks to Christian for manning the phones, the busy phones today. And most of all, thanks to all of you. Merry, Merry Christmas to everybody. We will not have a live show tomorrow, but we will have the best of Let's Talk Hookup tomorrow morning, 7 to 9 a.m., Christmas Day, and then we'll see you right back here on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio next Saturday with Captain Tim Ekstrom from the Royal Star.